Let's go on now to our next question. Please explain Philippians 4:19. Well, let's read Philippians 4:18 through 20. But I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Part of the purpose in writing this letter to the Philippian assembly was to acknowledge the monetary gift that the Apostle Paul had received from them. Epaphroditus had delivered the gift to Paul on behalf of the Philippians. The Apostle acknowledged that he had all, or literally, that he had all that he needed. The Lord, through the Philippians, had supplied Paul with all he needed to continue with his labors for the Lord. If you will search the scriptures, you will find that Paul never asked for money from anyone. His dependence was entirely on the Lord, and the Lord faithfully supplied all his needs. Why can't more ministers do the same today? Paul had written earlier in Philippians 4:12 and 13, I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. This shows that Paul had learned to be content with whatever the Lord supplied. I think it may be harder to learn to abound than it is to learn to suffer need. When we have more than enough, we often forget the Lord and enjoy the pleasures that money can buy. It takes a godly man to be content with little and not be distracted when there is plenty. Now these Philippian saints, as led of the Lord, had faithfully ministered to the apostles' needs. He assures them that even as the Lord supplied his needs, he would surely supply all their needs as well. Notice how that in verse 19, Paul speaks of the Lord as my God. He speaks of intimacy with the Lord. He knew his God, and he knew that his God would reward the faithful servants of the Philippians by providing for all their needs. Is the Lord any less faithful to us today? I want to speak one word of caution, however. We cannot spend our money foolishly and then expect the Lord to miraculously supply all our needs. These Philippian saints were obedient to the Lord in ministering to Paul's needs so the Lord could be counted on to provide their needs. In 1 Corinthians 4:2, that tells us, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. When we are obedient to the Lord's will, when we are careful to serve him in all and with all, the Lord will most assuredly supply all our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus.